It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
And tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, really happy to be joined by head coach Kaylee Ness of the Chadron State softball program. The ladies have the season getting underway. And coach, again, thanks for being with us here today. Every year we go into the new team, kind of how things are unraveling during the beginning of the, or unfolding during the beginning of the season. I thought we would start with kind of looking at the new faces on this year's team. You have a lot of new players. First of all, let's talk about one of your transfers. You have Alex Gregg, and she's your leading hitter already after the first weekend of the season. It looks like you found something good early on in a new player.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, coming from last year and having Kayla Michael graduate, who had a huge amount of our run production, we knew that we were going to have some big shoes to fill. And Alex has a ton of power, and she's really stepped up and really excelled in that four-hole hitter for us early on. So we expect her just to continue on her way and continue to do great things.
And Kayla's one of your assistant coaches. Does she and Alex work really close together? And with Alex filling that role, Kayla can step in and really help her out?
Yeah, Kayla talks, you know, a lot about the pitch selection and mentality and works great with all of our hitters. And Alex is also a catcher, first baseman for us. So Kayla works really closely with her in both positions.
Coach, on the infield, you've got a trio of new starters in Mackenzie Kroll, plays that catcher position. Addison Spears looks like your new second baseman, and Sloan Quiejas at third base. What did you see from your new freshman infield over those first six games?
We are just super proud of those three. You know, all of them bring so much energy and passion and talent. So it was really exciting for us to see him kind of put it all together. You know, we have them towards the top of our lineup, you know, a little more pressure situations for them. And they've really excelled for us in not only getting on base, but scoring us runs, you know, in dire times, which is really exciting for us to see. And then as far as defense, you know, they're solid. And they have two returners with them in the infield that help lead them and guide them. And so defensively, they get the job done for us.
Do you see any of the nervousness or transition things from high school to the college level? It kind of sounds like these three are really making a seamless transition, but are there some things that you've had to visit with them about in terms of moving from that high school to college level type of style of play?
You know, the biggest thing was, you know, that first game for them. You know, they kind of felt a little more pressure, a little more anxiety, but something that we've been really big on just with the entire team is being calm in each other's presence. And so they've done a really good job about calming each other down, and our upperclassmen, or, you know, Bailey Marvel has been huge in helping lead them, you know, to be successful and how to handle their failures. And so we saw a little bit of a transition, but really nothing big. It was, like you said, pretty seamless, and they all kind of just settled in really easily and acted like they've kind of been here for much longer than just being freshmen.
Yeah, and Bailey Marvel, boy, was she exciting to watch last year in her first season at shortstop, just sensational. How has Bailey looked overall in terms of getting ready for season number two, and then through the first weekend, some of the things you're seeing out of her?
Bailey Marvel hasn't even skipped a beat. She came back ready to rock and roll, and she's going to be a huge leader for us defensively and offensively. And so we're just excited to see how she takes what she did last year to a whole new level, because that's exactly what we've seen this first tournament, and it's exactly what we expect her to continue to do, because that's just the type of person she is.
Weather outside may not seem like softball season at times, fans here in Chadron, but it is underway here in Chadron. Coach Kaylee Ness with us here today on the Chadron State Sports Journal. And one of the players you had to replace in Haley Hafes last year, an All-American, a tremendous freshman season for Chadron State, but not able to return back for the spring semester. How do you fill in and fix that production, find somebody who can jump in there, get your team rallied around to produce what Haley did in her year with CSC?
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate to not have her returning with us this spring. And I think the biggest thing was last year that you saw that we maybe had three consistent contributors throughout the year. And this year, hopefully this preseason tournament kind of showed that we have a whole team of contributors. And so it doesn't need to just fall on just a couple, because everyone's really stepped up and has worked to get better and is doing a great job. And we see a lot of our young kids really stepping up too and producing a lot of runs for us.
Coach, in that first tournament down in Texas, you got to look at your two new pitchers, a couple of starters to talk about. What are opponents going to face with the two that you're putting out in the circle to pitch this year? Tell us about your pitchers.
Yeah, so one of our pitchers is Deanna Barrera. She is a freshman for us who has just come in and done a great job. She has such a calm demeanor on the mound, and her pitch location and her movement is spot on. So we're confident in being able to have her throw the pitches that we're calling based off the scouting reports and for her to hit them and be successful with them. And I think what the fans are going to see most from her is her rise ball, her screw, and her change. And then our second pitcher that we have seen a lot of time is Tia Cole. She is a JUCO transfer for us who had an outstanding season last year with Barton, and she's going to do great things for us. And she brings a lot of movement to her pitchers and just so much energy on the mound. I mean, she gets so excited for her teammates, and she wants success for them, and she trusts them. And so it's really fun to see her out there with her team. And from her, you'll be able to expect to see a lot of rise balls as well. And then she has a really nice curve and a back door that we lean on.
Through the first half of our talk here today, Coach, a lot of new freshmen, new pitchers. What was the biggest questions that you wanted to get answered in your first six games down in Texas? Was it how the freshmen were going to play? Was it how is the pitching going to look against these teams? What kind of things did you want to find out most in your first event of the year?
Yeah, they're just, you know, there's a lot of unknown things, and as much as we try to practice to prepare them to be successful, you just wonder how it's going to translate over, especially when you do have a younger team. But even though we have a younger team, we still have really strong leadership and some strong upperclassmen who did a really great job this tournament, you know, helping lead them. And they're just a really talented group and a very passionate and energetic group. And kind of what I touched on before is that we've talked a lot leading up to this tournament in how to handle failure. And we've kind of tied being accountable into that. It's something that we address every single day at practice, and we continue. We have different things that we do during the game too. And so we're just trying to make sure that they can handle it mentally, since softball's such a mental game. And we think that they really grew. That was the biggest thing that they grew in this past weekend. You know, I guess an example would be starting out in those first three games, we had a decent amount of strikeouts. I think we were averaging about 8 to 9 strikeouts offensively. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of broke things down a little bit mentally and kind of asked them about their pitch selection, their mentality up at the plate, and we just tried to kind of rework a couple of those things. And after that, they made a great adjustment, and then they probably averaged maybe 4 strikeouts a game. So we saw those kind of go down in half, which was really huge for us to be able to put runners on and be able to score them. So being able to do that and seeing how things translated were probably the biggest questions that we had, but we think they did a really awesome job in being able to do that and grow. So we're really proud of them.
We've got more from inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Shadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagle Sports Insider Dave Collins.
Shadron State softball coach Kaylee Ness on our CSC Sports Journal show here tonight. You went 3-3 down in Texas. It was really fun to watch and follow the scores and see things kind of unfold here from back home in Shadron. The softball season's getting started, and to come out of an event like that with 3 wins already on the year, you talked about the questions you wanted answered, but what was there a game, was there a moment in that tournament that really sticks out to you through the first 6, or maybe a matchup with a particular team that you feel like might help you go along the way?
Yeah, you know, like I was kind of saying earlier, I think that just growing through everything, and I think something that's really exciting for us was that Lubbock Christian game. Mm-hmm. Even though we lost by 6 runs, we held them to a 1-1 game until the 5th inning, and even their first run then was unearned. And unfortunately, then we just started putting a couple too many people on base, and our offense didn't come quite through like we needed it to. But we're really excited to be able to have another opportunity to play them when we go down to Oklahoma. So we're really, really excited for that. And I think that in that moment, it really showed the girls just how good they truly are, and that they can play with teams who have made it to postseason, who have beat nationally ranked teams, who have done all these things. And so I think them being able to see that rather than us just telling them how capable they are, I think that was a big a big moment for the girls, and they're definitely looking for some revenge against Lubbock.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You mentioned Lubbock and the Oklahoma event coming up this weekend. You got five games against a couple of teams that you saw in Texas. It's the Edmond Regional Festival preview. Hopefully, your gals can find that power surge that they had, too. I think nine home runs in the first six games, I think you guys hit. So what other teams are you going to see in Edmond coming up this week? You mentioned Lubbock Christian, but who else is out there to play?
Yeah, so there's Oklahoma Christian. They're a really tough team. There's University of Central Oklahoma, who has the preseason ranking of number 7. We'll get to see Fort Hays again, so we're excited about that. Like you had mentioned, we get to face Lubbock Christian again, and then we see Northeastern State. So all of these teams have more games under their belt than us, minus Fort Hays. But we're not trying to focus on that. We're just trying to focus on approaching them like we're ready to do so, because the girls really are. So even though we know that it's going to be a tough tournament, we know that our girls will be able to come out with some wins, and so we're really excited for that opportunity to do that against some really, really tough teams. And so that's what we've kind of been focusing on this week at practice, is just kind of trying to clean up the things that hurt us this past weekend. You know, we got to be better at our execution with bunts, and we got to clean up a couple base running things. Defensively, the girls really did an awesome job. We're still working on covering some bunt coverage and some slap defense, knowing that we're going to see quite a bit of speed in these teams down there.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we're going to continue to try to keep growing our pitch selection and our mentality. And then as far as our pitchers go, the place that we struggled the most pitching would be just being able to adjust to the umpire's strike zone. Did a great job hitting those river pitches, and then weren't able to adjust when we weren't getting those calls. And so then unfortunately put too many people on base, and then by the time we tried to make that adjustment on the mound, then we'd leave something too far over the plate, and the other team capitalized on that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just the main things that we're really focusing on, that we feel that if we can prepare for, will help us be more successful this next tournament.
Coach, did you see throughout that tournament, was there a lot of variation in the different strike zones throughout the tournament? Was it something that was widely variable throughout a lot of the games?
Yes and no. Not any different than what we would see in conference play or anything like that by any means, but it's just something with having two new pitchers. Even though Tia has, you know, been able to pitch at her junior college, it's just still different. It's a different level of play, and so you just kind of have to figure out how to adjust to it, unfortunately.
Okay, and it's just interesting to hear strike zone talk, because it's become such a big thing in, you know, especially at the Major League Baseball level now, with trying robots and different ideas, and people saying let's have lasers or computers be behind a strike zone. And I've never had a chance to ask you about that topic. What are your thoughts on a strike zone being controlled by, say, a computer or some kind of laser system or something that it sets it up, as opposed to the human element to balls and strikes? Do you have any thought on what that future might hold for a strike zone?
You know, it's kind of an interesting topic for sure. You know, obviously it has its pros to have some type of consistency, but at the same time, it kind of takes away a major part of the game. And so, you know, like I said, it's controversial and it's interesting. As much as it would nice to be more consistent back there, it takes away a huge part and a big learning curve for our pitchers. And I think it'd be a big part of the game that would be really missed.
Coach, I do want to finish up with a little discussion on preparing for opponents. You know, as a softball and a baseball fan, it's kind of fun to see the stories about, you know, some players keep a personal notebook in the dugout, take notes after every at-bat. Some players love to watch film. Other players don't watch, you know, much of any film. They just kind of go out and do their thing. A lot of players, a lot of coaches, a lot of teams have very different methods to preparing. Does any of your players have one of those unique or unusual methods of going about their game? And how do you like to kind of have your team get prepared to take the field every day?
Yeah, you know, there's always a couple of them that have their own little quirks that kind of help prepare them for the game, whether it's preparation the day before or that happened right before the season. But I guess one thing that the team does as a whole, which is a new tradition that they started this year, is that we actually take a rock from Shattern with us, and it sits in our dugout, and it just reminds us of home, and it helps them stay calm, and you know, touching it or giving it a rub before up at the bat, it's good luck, it's a piece of home that we bring with us. And so that's kind of a big tradition that the girls have started this year, which is really, really nice to see. We try to keep, you know, as far as the coaching side, we try to keep things simple. You know, we try to practice fast pace so that the game seems slow. And then as far as scouting other teams, we try to keep that knowledge somewhat to ourselves. And then that way we can use it for pitch calling. And, you know, our pitchers and our catcher have confidence in that. And then that's how we move our defense accordingly. But we don't try to overload the girls with information. And we just try to address it when we need to address it with them. And that way it doesn't become something that they overthink or become too big in their mental approach of the game.
Sure. Very cool story on The Rock that you travel with from Shadron. Obviously ties into The Rock, the nickname for Shadron, of course. Who found The Rock? Who brought The Rock into the team and taking it with you? Or is that kind of a top secret thing?
Nope, definitely not top secret. we kind of have a huge shout out to Scott Mullis. I'm sure
there's
a lot of people in the community that are very familiar with him, and he's been an awesome supporter for us, and we've actually utilized him twice this year to come speak to the team. And he had kind of brought that idea up to us, and our captains and our seniors really, really loved it. And so he took the time to go up and kind of go find us a rock, and I think they actually had to kind of dig it out of the hills, and he brought it to us, and the girls have just really enjoyed it and really, really appreciated that from him.
Boy, that's awesome. Great to hear Scott involved and digging the rock out of the hill for you and taking it with you, keeping it in that dugout, a piece of home on the road. Coach, it's been just a lot of fun talking about the team here today. We could go on for a while, but we'll definitely have you back on during the season, and we'll have some live games on our air as well. Coach Kaylee Ness, Shadron State softball head coach. The ladies' season is underway. They're headed down to Oklahoma. Appreciate the thoughts on the team and the preview for this weekend, Coach. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.